Thank you. the cleansing of Christ. The truth is that God's sons are the forms and nations of the world to bring his special people, to reflect his character, and to bring his representatives and his witnesses on earth. And if you read through the book of Acts, this is actually the very first time that the word church appears. And instead of that, I was thinking that that was really interesting to me, but I'm going to go with the idea that this is the very first time that the word church appears in the book of Acts. And this is significant. This is a context for the fact that we have to understand how the man takes the story of Acts within the eyes of that whole group of the church and God's purposes for this community that he has called out. The way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the world is going to be, the way that the open the cup of freedom, allowing you to look after all of those things. You may not feel it at that time. You may feel it, I don't know what it was, you were thinking about that before. I've got some things that are out of the bedroom, what some of the things were. But you may feel that those things are hidden, but they don't matter. That actually goes in. So that's a great gift for us. And it's under encouragement, I think, to look openly before each other. So, the two songs are the last two pieces for them. This attitude was another way of looking at the church and the significance of how they behave to one another. Now, in Matthew chapter 3, it says that the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom rather than the church. But there's quite a big overlap between the kingdom and the church. Because the kingdom of Matthew's understanding is that reign of life where God's will is done. The kingdom is that sphere of life where God reigns, where people's relationships and their activities and their work are all carried out in God's way and according to God's plans. And I've got to believe, I'm sure you know, comes from a bigger set of scriptures, which is the Sermon on the Mount. So he really spends quite a bit of time explaining what life in the kingdom is like. And the sorts of people who can define in the kingdom, and how these people have to live. And within that big sermon, we have this reading that we can do this morning, where Jesus turns to the crowd and tells them, you are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world. Now, what does he mean by this? I think he means that for all of us who find ourselves called into God's kingdom, that we have a role in relation to each other and in relation to the whole world that God has made. Those who are part of the kingdom are like salt. They are preservatives. They hold on to the things that are good, and they guard the goodness of the world and protect it from God's weapon. I remember once talking to a man who worked in a bank, and he was in the credit department of the bank, and so he was in charge of assessing customers and those small businesses, and he was in charge of assessing how their finances were, and whether the bank could keep offering them services. And then one of his roles involved taking over a unit where all of the customers were in charge. So it was a unit that was deliberately set up to care for all of the small businesses who weren't paying their debts, who were running out of money, and who were in danger of defaulting on their loans. And the man was a system, and when he got into the unit, he found that the system in command was also the system. And they discovered that the culture of the unit, the way that the bankers talked about their clients, was really unhealthy. And the whole place felt nasty and bitter because they were always dealing with people's problems. And there was a real sense that the customers were blamed because they got themselves into difficulties, and there was a lot of negativity in the whole unit. And as we came in this outside, he said, we had a chat with him as well. He said, what are we going to do about this? This is a miserable place to work. It's a terrible culture to come into. It's terrible for us. And it's terrible for our customers as well. So he implemented one very simple rule that he and his colleagues implemented across the team. And the rule was this. He said, we are not going to talk badly about our customers. Regardless of how stupid we think they've been in their businesses, regardless of the good program, or whatever mismanagement we think has happened, we are not going to talk badly about them. We're not going to talk badly to them, and we're certainly not going to talk badly about them behind their backs. We are going to be positive and constructive and gracious in the way we deal with these clients who are in trouble. And so over a period of months, the whole tone of the unit changed. And eventually they found that the customers they were dealing with, instead of them falling more and more behind, actually, some of them, their businesses came back to health. And they treated their debts. And they made up their payments. And they could actually move part of the payment of the unit into the regular banking. when I say that I hope you have an encouragement to think that what it might mean to be salt in the world. And these are just little things that afforded your dignity to others, that refusing to backfire and run them down, that have transformed the church. And the bands of journeys found an example of that platform. It was much more rewarding to feel that you were helping people and not just running them down. And I think for us, for me, that's a really good, little picture of what might mean to be said. Somewhere that looks unpromising. And I suppose that all of us are corners of our lives that might look unpromising and look like that, isn't it? And maybe for us, one thing that just looks like is how could we be so? Yeah. What could we say? What could we do differently? What could we do to do and enable those around us and ourselves to grow? And Jesus talks about the 15 months.
Thank you.